I am going to not call this case, but if the parties could come forward on case 12, I just want to discuss that real quick. That's 23-136. That is, yeah, that's what we talked about, Attorney Sherman. Counsel, can you identify yourself for the record?
Ralph Sherman, representing the appellant.
Okay, sir, and can you please identify yourself for the record, spelling your last name, indicating the authority you're representing here today?
Corporal Brian Kowalski, K-O-W-A-L-S-K-Y, Colchester Police.
Okay, Attorney Sherman, we spoke briefly prior to hearing.
Sorry, I don't understand.
Siri.
I said Attorney Sherman. Or what did I say? That sounded
okay.
Like Siri.
Siri Sherman.
Shut up. All right. I understand there's a potential for a conflict. Can you explain what you told me?
I'll explain. My client informed me just a short time ago that he is familiar with Ms. Johnson because he interviewed her for a job in 2017 at DPH. He has no problem with your hearing the case, but it should be out there. And if you have a problem, then...
I don't care.
Do you have any issue with that, sir? Okay. Thank you. So we will call the case. All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Case number 324-007. Sergeant, can you please identify yourself for the record, spelling your last name, indicating the authority you're representing here today?
Bridgeport Police, Issue Authority, Sergeant Michael Sigrist, S-I-G-R-I-S-T.
Okay, Sergeant, the record we had indicated an active protective order as of 2023. Is that still active?
Yes. To the expiration of 2099.
Oh, that's quite a ways away. Sir, you're aware you have an active protective order against you?
No, I sent the same application to the federal building, and everything is coming normal.
Can you show that to him? Is
same
that something?
Application, same fingerprints. I called back to the where I take the pardon, and everything is okay. They asked me to ask them to erase the record from the system. Because they do a third-party search, and that way they still have all records on me.
Sir, is what you're saying you have had your record erased?
Yes.
You got a pardon?
Yes. And I got the officer, and they check again the system, and everything is normal, 100% erased.
Sergeant, when was the last date you checked?
4.
Back 7/1/23.
So you haven't checked in the last week?
That's correct.
I'm assuming is that a pardon?
Mm-hmm.
It is.
Right, it's in the report.
It is in the report.
Okay.
We have a pardon dated March 1st, 2023.
Yeah.
But the protective order was still active as of June 2023.
But nothing was checked in
2024. Is there a way to check?
The same information, the same fingerprints, in the same time, both sides, and only in the Bridgeport Police Department is the problem. That's the same thing at the same time. To get the PFF number, to the UPIN in the federal building, and that's the same system. They are supposed to run in a NIC. It's a federal check system for the firearms permit.
Is there some way we can check today? Does anybody know?
He can contact his PD and get a records check to see if that that protective order is still active.
Yes, if we could pass the matter, if you could check.
Yeah, I can do that.
Okay, thank you. We'll pass the matter while he checks, okay, sir?
Yeah.
So you can have a seat. I'm going to call another case in the meantime.
Okay.